49. When Jesse heard the knock on his door, he checked his watch. It was pretty late for a social call. He hoped that Dee had changed her mind, or that her plans had fallen through. There'd been many women in his life, before, during, and after Jen. He'd enjoyed his time with most of them, but there were very few that stayed with him throughout his day, the way Dee did. He hated to admit to himself that Jen had been the only woman to ever occupy his mind in an all-consuming way, and she hadn't been in his life for years. Before Dee, no one had even been in Jen's league. If it was Dee, Jesse decided, he'd have that talk with her about what he felt she was hiding from him. He would do it if for no other reason than to get Dix's voice out of his head. Sometimes, Jesse thought, Dix's purpose in life was to be an irritant, to be that grain of sand in his oyster. Whatever Dix's intentions, his methods worked. Then, as he put his hand on the doorknob, another less appealing thought crossed his mind. What if it wasn't Dee? What if it was Kayla again? Although they had all managed to get through the other morning like reasonable adults, Jesse wasn't up for a repeat. His sleeping with Kayla would probably get to Vic like nothing else could. But using a woman, even one who had dumped him the way Kayla had, wasn't Jesse's style. He believed in dealing with things man to man, and had little respect for people who slinked around in the shadows. He took a deep breath and opened the door. Though Jesse was slow to react to the punch, out of confusion at seeing Vic Prado on the other side of his threshold, he jerked his head quickly enough to the left so that Vic's haymaker didn't connect squarely. Instead, it was more of a glancing blow to Jesse's right cheek, a knuckle barely grazing the corner of his eye. The shot stung, and the vision in his eye blurred. Unless you've ever been hit in the face, you can't appreciate how painful a blow, even a glancing one, can be. Jesse could deal with the pain. He was more concerned about his eyesight. He wasn't staggered by the punch, but he retreated a few steps to create some space between himself and Vic, to give himself a chance to regroup. As he moved farther into his house, Jesse used the heel of his right palm to rub the blurriness out of his eye and to wipe away the reflexive tears. His retreat barely bought him enough time. Vic launched himself at Jesse through the open door, bullying his way head down as he went. That was a mistake. Jesse sidestepped to his left and unleashed a short, chopping left hand across his body that caught Vic flush on the jaw. Prado went sprawling forward, crashing shoulder first into the wall. But if Jesse thought it was going to end there, he was wrong. Vic may have been many years retired, but he kept in shape. He still possessed the gifts, great hand-eye coordination, resilience, strength, determination, that had made him an all-star second baseman. As Jesse approached him, Vic pushed himself away from the wall and got to his feet. He assumed a boxer's stance, and Jesse did the same.
"Where is she?"
Vic said, his voice almost feral. Before Jesse could ask who she was, Vic moved in, bobbing and weaving as he came forward. He feigned throwing a left jab and threw a right hook to Jesse's ribs instead. This time, Vic's punch hit with full force. Jesse winced in pain, struggling to keep his dinner down. He decided he'd had enough. Jesse moved a step back, inviting Vic to come at him again. Vic took the bait. This time, Vic threw that left jab as he came. Jesse swatted it away with his right forearm, and in one deft motion spun on his heel and buried his right elbow in Vic's solar plexus. The wind came out of Prado in a sickening rush. Jesse raised up his right arm and, using the back of his fist, smacked Prado right in the nose. Vic collapsed to his knees, struggling for breath and bleeding all over the hardwood floor. With the sound of Julio Blanco's voice ringing in his ears, Jesse was tempted to deliver a finishing blow that would either have dislocated Vic's jaw or broken a few of his ribs. Instead, he laid Prado on his back, stretched out his legs. "Lay there and take it easy," Jesse said. "I'm going to get us both some ice." Jesse returned, carrying two evidence bags full of ice and several dish towels. "What the hell was that about?"
"When I got to the hotel today after I came in to see you,
Kayla had checked out. There was a letter waiting for me at the desk. She's gone.
What do you mean, she's gone?
She left me.
You probably deserved it. Here.
Jesse handed him the towels and an ice bag.
What made you think she would come here?
I'm not blind. I saw the way she was looking at you in New York. You're her big fish story.
Jesse pressed the other ice bag to the right side of his face.
Huh?
You're the one that got away, Vic said.
That's not how I remember it. I seem to recall that when I got back to Albuquerque, my girlfriend and my roommate were shacked up.
We didn't mean for it to happen, Jesse.
Sure.
Anyways, it did happen.
So you've always been the big what-if in Kayla's life.
What if Jesse hadn't gotten hurt? What if I had stayed with him? What if he still wants me?
She's not here, Jesse said. Go check under the mattresses.
No, that's okay. You gonna arrest me or what?
Assaulting a police officer is serious. Assaulting the chief, that's a hanging offense.
But you're not going to arrest me?
Jesse took the ice bag away from his face and shook his head.
Not unless you want to go another round.
No, thanks. Your shoulder may be fucked up, but there's nothing wrong with the rest of you.